Aloha. Welcome to The Body Show. I'm Dr. Kathleen Kozak. Each week we talk about health and fitness, but nothing replaces a visit to your own primary care provider. It's beautiful outdoors, and we all want to go outside, enjoy ourselves. Whether you're on a bike, whether you're walking, whether you're swimming, whether you're just enjoying yourself in the great outdoors, we have some tips and tricks for you to stay healthy this summer. I have Dr. Teresa Wee here in the studio. She is a pediatrician with decades of experience, but also heads up Walk with a Doc and has a great opportunity to help the community get together to do exercise on weekends and also learn about ways to stay fit if they're enjoying the outdoors. So thank you for joining me in the studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit. It's summertime. It's time to get out and school is out. We want to enjoy ourselves, be outdoors. And yet there are some things we need to think about. So if you were to think about outdoor activities, which particular activity do you think people need to be super mindful about?
I think for families, we have to remember drowning prevention. I know, you know, we all hear it over and over, but from toddlers ages 1 to 4 years, that is the leading cause of death. And it's so important that we be very mindful. So we have to avoid, everyone's watching our children, when in reality, no one is watching. We've got to avoid that scenario. We must assign an adult water watcher, because that person needs to put down the phone. Avoid any other activities. Even if there's a lifeguard around, you must still be focused on your job. And, you know, if you get tired, you raise your hand and have someone, you know, take a break. I had a mom who really doted on her kids, and she turned around to check her barbecue for 1 minute, and she turned around and her toddler was floating.
In the pool.
No, this was on the beach.
On the beach.
But luckily, people saw, they did CPR, the child fully recovered, but we just want to avoid it, because drowning can happen to any family, and it happens quickly and silently.
And it doesn't take a lot of water. I mean, you don't have to be in over your head.
Yes, so the majority of drownings actually occur at home in swimming pools, but also toddlers can drown in 1 to 2 inches of water, so we must empty our inflatable pools. I know we want to save our water, but that's very dangerous. Empty buckets, coolers, and also be careful with your toilets. You know, you might want to, if you have curious toddlers, you should latch your toilet seat.
So you mentioned don't drown, and also no CPR. So that's something that I think a lot of people may not recognize, is the value of having those life-saving skills, particularly if you're out in public. You know, a lot of times we think about, CPR for adults having heart attacks, but we don't necessarily think about it for young kids who happen to ingest too much water. So right. CPR is something you recommend parents learn.
Yes, I think parents and teenagers should be able to do CPR, because not only your family, but friends, and if you're at the beach, know what to do. But to prevent it in the first place, I think a family activity should be teaching children how to swim at a young age. And if parents don't know how, then you go ahead and learn. Our city and county parks and recreation, they have free swim classes. So check out your neighborhood city and county park.
Right. And I think YMCA
and
also has swim lessons. I know that there are some folks that are always swimming in the pool. And, you know, it always amazes me that I talk with folks and they say, I don't go to the beach. I don't know how to swim. And I've grown up here.
Yeah.
And I mean, granted, not everybody likes the beach. Not everybody likes the water. But such a life-saving skill. You really kind of need to make sure, if you don't know how to do it, this is your summer. This is the time to learn. Even if you just learn how to float.
Okay. Yes, or at least doggy paddle to the side. So just some basics.
All right. Now, if you are outside, if you are, whether you're at the pool or you're at the ocean or wherever you happen to be, what's the latest on sunscreen?
I think we have to be, you know, sunshine gives us vitamin D. If we go out in the earlier morning or later afternoon, that's great. But if we are in that hot season, Hawaii, we need to be wearing our sunscreen, wear our hats. And be careful, you know, babies 6 months and under should not be out in the hot sun during those intense hours as well.
And there's also SPF clothing these days.
Yes, SPF clothing and hats and a sunscreen within, SPF higher than 30.
Yep, if you really hate wearing the sunscreen, but you cover up, okay?
Yep.
Otherwise, put on the sunscreen. And the big key, from what I understand, is apply but reapply. If you're
reapply
going in the water,
2 hours, yes.
You got to put some more on. It's going to wash off.
Or even if you're just perspiring, you should reapply.
So when you're out in the hot sun, just as you mentioned, what about hydration? I mean, that's another thing that you often wonder, if you're sweating a lot, are you getting enough fluid in?
And also, if you're swimming, you're not sweating, but you really do need to hydrate while you're swimming. So important to have your water. We do have to be very careful with those sugar-sweetened beverages, though. The sugar-sweetened beverages now, it's really the number one, in America, the number one added source of sugar and extra calories. So they did a survey, and 60 to 70% of children are drinking sugar-sweetened beverages.
And that's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar for little kids. And for the younger kids, it also accounts for 80 to 100% of them are going to get dental caries. So we really have to be very careful about the sugar-sweetened beverages. And also, don't forget milk. So water and milk are the two things we should be drinking. But also remember, we can make water interesting. You can add some lime or orange slices to it, cucumber slices, mint, to make it more appealing.
So what are the most common sugar-sweetened beverages that you hear that have a lot of sugar that parents think are okay, but maybe should transition more to the flavored water, regular water, or milk?
You know, of course, any of the sodas, any of the sweetened iced teas, Arizona green tea, especially your Jamba Juice and Starbucks Frappuccinos. But also included in this are the 100% fruit juices.
So your apple juice, your orange juice, your
yes,
cranberry juice,
yes,
your grape juice.
Because what's happening is, in that cup of orange juice, you have the sugar of 5 or 6 oranges. The fiber, we don't have the benefit of the fiber, so it's not the same as eating 5 oranges at once. And so it is important to either eliminate or use it in moderation.
All right, I'm Dr. Kathleen Kozak. We're hearing all about ways that you can be outside, enjoy yourself, and stay healthy this summer. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Dr. Teresa Wee about some other tips and tricks. If you're going outside and maybe not at the beach, what are some other activities that might require some extra precaution? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Support for HPR comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back to The Body Show. I'm Dr. Kathleen Kozak, here with pediatrician and expert Dr. Teresa Wee. And right before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of those beverages, sugar-sweetened beverages, that sometimes give a lot of sugar, maybe not so much hydration. You mentioned some of the Frappuccinos and things. Caffeine is something that dehydrates you.
Caffeine will dehydrate you as well. And, of course, alcohol.
So if you're going out and you're outdoors, these are some of the things to keep in mind. So if you're having a nice cold beer, or you're having whatever it could be, if there's alcohol in it, caffeine in it, soda, you just have to keep in mind you need to hydrate even more than that.
Right. And remember, you know, eating fruits and vegetables are always a great summer hit. It has a lot of fluid in it as well.
Oh, like watermelon.
Yeah, like watermelon.
Getting a lot of fluid
any
with
of the
your fruits.
Fruit. Any, so I encourage people to eat whole fruits instead of drinking the juices.
Because it gives you the fiber, the other benefits.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, we hear about diet sodas, diet drinks. You know, there's a question about that. Are they as healthy? Do they potentially make you crave sugar more? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, the World Health Organization last year came out with a statement saying it is not an effective weight control method. If anything, the artificial sweeteners actually cause you to become hungrier, and it increases your appetite, therefore it increases your weight. So people who drink a lot of diet sodas or use a lot of artificial sweeteners actually will gain weight.
So not effective. Really, look at the waters.
Yes.
Look at the flavored water. You add your little cucumber. You add some strawberries.
Right.
You add some oranges, lemons, limes. Make your own fun appearing
right.
Right. Fruity
and,
water.
And I'm not saying you can't have the 100% orange juice, but maybe keep it to half a cup, or you can add water to it.
Add water. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, those are some ways to stay hydrated with some of the foods that you mentioned. Salty foods sometimes can also cause some some problems with fluid. And so you eat a lot of salty chips and pretzels, you might want some more fluids. That's when you really want to get more of the water, you say.
Right, right.
Okay. What are some other activities that kids like to do? I think about, you know, some of the ways that we've created great bike lanes here throughout the islands. But there are some concerns about that, both being a bike rider and also being somebody who's driving in a car. What are some of the concerns that we have about people bike riding these days?
I think for the bike riders as well as the car, the drivers, I think we all need to be aware. So bikers should not assume that they're safe in that bike lane. They need to be constantly looking. And of course, I tell all the children from when they're very little, you must wear your helmet. I've seen too many head injuries. And also when you're rollerblading or skateboarding or scootering, all of these things, it's not very fashionable, but I recommend that the children wear their helmet, because I've seen too many head injuries and the damage it can cause, concussion.
And devastation.
I mean, if
you have a serious head injury, you could have permanent lifelong effects.
There's no going back. So my kids, they hated it because even if they were just biking around the block, they had to wear their helmet. But we actually sort of started the trend, like it was cool to wear a helmet.
Well, and you can also get stickers on your helmet, get a fun-looking helmet, make it kind of cool, but definitely something to keep in mind. Now, you mentioned skateboarders and other sorts of outdoor activities. So for anybody, really, if you're doing something where you could fall and potentially hit your head, there's a purpose to helmets.
Yes, and again, remember, your head, I see people putting on elbow pads and knee pads, but they have no helmet. And I said, oh my goodness, your brain.
Protecting your elbow, but not your brain. Okay.
Your brain is the most important organ.
Got it. That's a bit of a problem.
Yes.
Now, for bikers, you said be careful even in the bike lane. And I know particularly, you know, King Street has a bike lane. And boy, there's entrances to medical centers. There's entrances to businesses. There's all sorts of things going on. And anywhere there's a bike lane, down Ward Avenue, et cetera. So really, you kind of have to keep yourself hyper alert if you're on the bike.
You really have to be very alert. And even for myself as a driver, I'm constantly looking, because sometimes these bikers are going really fast and they just appear out of nowhere. And so, again, we just have to be careful. But I wanted to mention something. It's actually fairly common. It's called dooring, D-O-O-R-I-N-G. So it's when someone gets out of their car very quickly without looking for a biker and knocks the biker down.
Mm.
So last year in New York, there were 300 cases of dooring with 3 deaths.
Wow.
And so what is recommended is the Dutch maneuver. So in the Netherlands, they have almost 0 dooring. So what they recommend, this maneuver is, you use the arm that's furthest away from the door to open your door, because then that forces you to look to the side, look at your rearview mirror to make sure that there's no bicyclists coming out.
Very important, because you mentioned they figured out a way to eliminate some of the accidents that we see here in the islands, and certainly they've seen in other cities across the U.S.
And if you've ever been, I've been to Amsterdam, like they have thousands and thousands of bicyclists, and they said they have almost eliminated it, because from a very young age, the kids are taught how to exit a door.
And keep in mind and look.
And look.
Make sure there's no one behind you. I think that's one of the hardest things for people who are not used to looking behind them.
Yes.
Particularly if you're on a one-way street, you're just not used to someone coming behind you. You can see someone coming in front, but it's not the people coming from behind.
Coming behind you. Yes. And of course, you know, we would not want to cause a death or injury.
Any injury. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Now, what if you're the pedestrian?
Yes.
That's a whole nother another gamble as you go out and enjoy yourself outdoors.
So August will be Pedestrian Safety Month, and we may be teaming up with them. But It's so important, especially for our seniors. So number one, don't wear dark clothes when you're going walking, you know, at dusk. You have to, you know, wear clothes that, you know, or wear one of those.
Like a safety vest or something neon.
Yes, a safety vest.
Something bright.
Yes. And the other thing is, when you are crossing, try to cross at the corners or at a crosswalk. You don't want to just dart out in the middle of a road. And the other thing, I was at a Okinawan senior fair, and I had to take the pledge, the pedestrian safety pledge, where when you're ready to cross, you look left, you look right, but you look left again quickly.
To make sure nothing's
changed. The situation
sure.
hasn't changed with a car coming down rapidly down the road.
Well, you know what I find fascinating, and they started this in a couple of different areas, but they have a couple of intersections right now in Waikiki that you can definitely see this happening, where they have all the cars stop, and the pedestrians can go diagonal, straight across.
Yeah. Yes.
They've just created this separate timing so that no cars can turn, and no cars can go, and all the people can go.
I think
and vice versa.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I think it really does. They were doing some studies, and if I remember correctly, it was in the Netherlands that they were looking at these studies saying, hey, how do we reduce pedestrian injuries?
Yes.
And a lot of these happen when cars are turning left, when pedestrians have the right of way to walk, or when they're turning right and because we drive on that side of the road.
Right.
If they're turning right and the pedestrians are coming and they don't see that person.
Right.
So it really did stop all the traffic, let pedestrians go, stop all the pedestrians, let traffic go.
Yeah.
I think it has reduced some of the issues that we're having.
I think it has as well. And also, if you're walking in front of a stopped car, just try to make eye contact with the driver, you know, because they might be on their phone, and then
Well, they shouldn't be.
Well,
if they're driving.
Well, yes.
But they might be. That's very true.
But then they might just go and, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
So make eye contact, you know, especially when you're at driveways, you know, make sure that they see you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the other aspect is just because there's 3 seconds left, don't try and dart across an intersection. You know, it's funny because I heard somebody say once that the worst situation to be in is when you get in an accident because you see a green light and you just assume it's green. Hurry up. I'm going to go really quickly if you're the driver. But also if you're a pedestrian and you have just like 5 seconds left and it's like a 4-lane road.
Right.
No, you really shouldn't just try and run and dart out there.
Right. We really need to obey the laws.
I know. They're there for a reason, as much as sometimes not all of us do. All right. I'm Dr. Kathleen Kozak, and you're listening to The Body Show. I'm here with Dr. Teresa Wee, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some other fun ways to enjoy your summer and enjoy the great outdoors. We'll be right back.
Support for The Body Show comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Ulupono Initiative.
Welcome back to The Body Show. I'm Dr. Kathleen Kozak, and I have Dr. Teresa Wee here in the studio, and she is a pediatrician with many decades of experience, but also helps with the entire family and wanting to get everybody outdoors and exercising and having fun. And speaking of that, you know, sometimes we think about the summertime as a great time for kids to be outside, but what about activities that a whole family can do?
I think this is the ideal time. Parents, I want you folks to take some time off or really make an effort to turn off the Netflix, turn off the video games, and as a family, really plan, make memories. You know, this is what the kids are really wanting. They want you to come out with them. So it's good to say, go out and play, but why don't you go out and play with them? And you show that you love them. That's all our kids want. They want some quality time. And I understand we're all busy, but this is the summer. It's a little more relaxed. So let's do some fun activities.
Well, and it could be a great time to learn a new sport as a family.
Yes, or learn how to swim like we talked about, or just go make it a evening walk after dinner. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be 10 minutes of an evening walk and just chatting with them. And I think this is the optimal time to get to know your kids. So really take advantage of the summer.
Well, and you said something earlier, which was so true. And I found myself just as guilty as I think a lot of us are. Put down your phone.
Yeah, it is hard.
There is a tendency to check the email, check the two or three accounts, check the Facebook. Now I'm showing my age, right? Look at Instagram, look at the news, watch the videos. It's something we've got to work on.
Yes, and kids are going to model what you do, not what you say, but they're constantly watching you. And can you imagine how they feel if you're so busy with your phone? Mom, can you come out and play? Can you come out and, you know, walk with us? And you're on your phone. So what's that telling them is the phone is more important than them. And that's not true, but that's what they're interpreting in their brain. So summertime, this is such a wonderful time. The sun goes down later. We have more time now.
You mentioned in the past when we've had you on in other shows, one of the best things to do is try and have a family meal together, create dinner together. And now it's sort of dinner and a walk.
I think that's wonderful. And if we have more time, you know, get them involved in the shopping and cooking. That just brings so much joy. And you're teaching them a life skill, how to eat healthy, how to cook, instead of going out every day and buying something. You know, maybe on the weekends, you know, teach them how to cook spaghetti or make a stew. I think it'd be so much fun. Get them involved in, you know, peeling carrots and maybe even start a small vegetable garden. I just started planting bitter melon and then tomatoes. So my plants are about 3 inches. I go out and talk to them every morning. I'm so excited.
Oh, we're going to have to see if you get some bitter melon and some tomatoes. So you've started a garden.
Yes.
And that's certainly one way to incorporate growing your own food. And, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities for people to get things at farmers markets.
Yes.
To get things at neighborhood co-ops. To really talk about getting, you know, food and produce grown locally here in the islands tends to be fresher if you just pick it that morning.
Yep.
If you grow it yourself, you feel even better about how wonderful it must taste.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes if we get stuff shipped from other places, it takes so long that it wasn't ripe when it was picked, and then you get it, and maybe it's not the best condition. So it's great to know that there's some local opportunities here.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Now I'm getting some, you know, one of my patients bring lychees or mangoes, and so, you know, do fruit exchanges with others.
That's another thing, yeah. Fruit exchanges. If you have somebody who has a good mango tree, you make them your friend. If you have a lychee tree, you have an orange tree, you have lemon tree, something.
And I heard from a friend, a walker, that there's something called Plant Share Hawaii, where they meet once a month and you can bring a plant of tomato and share it. And, you know, you just bring a plant and share it with each other.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called, you go to Plant Share Hawaii.
Kind of like the community garden, but you're not stealing the other person's stuff from their little garden plot.
Yeah.
Somebody's giving it to you. There you go. Okay. So lots of different ways that people can enjoy the summer. You mentioned stay hydrated. Now, what about making sure you get enough sleep? Because, you know, the sun does go down a little bit later and we all have a tendency to want to catch up on our reading, well, hopefully reading, but maybe sometimes scrolling as things get later and later. And if kids don't have to get up to go to school, what about making sure they're getting enough rest? What about the sleep issues?
That sleep is so important, not only for their growth, but also for their immune system. So, you know, children 5 to 12 years need 10 to 12 hours of sleep. Teenagers need 7.5 to 8.5 hours. And adults need about 6 to 8 hours. So, you know, try to set a good example. Make sure there is a bedtime routine and, you know, try to go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time. Of course, you know, there might be a few nights where you're staying up a little later, but overall, actually school starts in August. So I think it's a good idea for families to still maintain a good bedtime routine.
Now, you also do something else where you walk, not just with kids, but also with adults. Walk with a doc.
Yes.
That's still happening.
Yes. This is going on our 9th year. So I meet every Saturday at Central Oahu Regional Park from 8 to 9 a.m. near the tennis courts. So all ages, all fitness levels are welcome to come. It's a free family event, and I always have a new health tip every week. So you get educated, you get to exercise, but I think the best part of it all is the social connection. The majority of my walkers, 75% are seniors, but, you know, we have three walking routes, and it is so much fun. So I'm there every Saturday. Come join me. It really has launched many people onto their, you know, one step toward better health.
Well, and I think that other aspect that we often underestimate, the social aspect of
social connection is so important.
They've done studies looking at loneliness as a risk factor.
Yes.
They've looked at social isolation from the pandemic. And they've really found that one of the keys is to help keep up that social interaction.
Yep. And that, you know, they actually did a study and actually social connection. And it doesn't have to be close friends. It could be, you know, you just say hi to the mailman or to the Long's cashier. You know, just how many social connections do you have daily? And that's what's going to keep our brain and our body alive and just a way to enjoy life to its fullest.
Well, you mentioned brain health, and that's another really important key is
yes.
that social connection and staying engaged. We know over time they've done studies that have shown that that's one of really the keys to keeping your memory.
Yeah, and preventing dementia, Alzheimer, and, you know, if we go down that road, you know, just remember sugar and ultra-processed foods are also very bad. So really eating as healthy as we can as well.
Well, and if you're doing the walking and exercise to help improve your heart health,
mm-hmm.
anything that's good for the heart is also good for the brain.
It is.
Blood vessels go all throughout your body.
Right.
So if you're helping to pump blood through, you're bringing it to the brain as well. So that's
right.
another reason
and,
why
right.
focusing on that can really help you, not just the way you expect.
Yep. And you sleep better.
Well, that's true. And that's the other aspect
yeah.
is getting the rest that you need 100%. So good tips to summarize. You said, you know, learn CPR. If you don't know how to swim, take a look. There's a lot of great places
yes.
where you might find some free swim lessons. What a great family activity because it's cooling and it's refreshing and a lot of great opportunities out there. You mentioned the left, right, left. If you're walking around and you're
mm-hmm.
crossing the street, you got to make sure that you're looking in all the different directions. And if you're doing an activity where you could hit your head,
wear a helmet.
Yeah, be really careful with that. Yeah, I know. I got to tell you, I used to love to roller skate when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I would wear the knee. I was guilty. I was wearing the knee pads and the wrist guards, but I wasn't wearing the helmet. And I don't think I would dare roller skate
yeah.
these days. I would need a whole body helmet of some type. But certainly lots of opportunities. And you said hydrate. Make sure that you're getting enough fluids.
Right.
Make sure that you're not getting the sugar
right.
intake, but you're getting the healthy fluids.
Yes.
What's your favorite summer drink?
Water.
With anything in it?
Lemon. I like a little
water
lemon.
And lemon. You're going to have to make a lemon tree next.
Yes.
In addition to your tomato and bitter melon plants. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us today on The Body Show and for all the times that you've helped us with trying to stay healthy and well. If you'd like to hear this show again, you can click on hawaiipublicradio.org and follow the links to The Body Show. You can also find us on the HPR app. Our engineer is David Chong. I'm Dr. Kathleen Kozak, and we'll be here next week and on Mondays at 6:30 on Hawaii Public Radio on The Body Show. We'll see you then.